What's up?
Two, what's happening? Dark Sage is in the building.
Yes. Thank you. First off, thank you for coming to participate in this episode on the Glamour Time podcast. Everybody, this is my family, good friend, Dark Sage. We about to really get into something for y'all, okay? Because with everything that's going on right now, the best thing we really can say is, what now? You know, what now? What's
What
next?
now?
Like, okay, for real. So, are we just gonna jump right into it? Do you have anything you wanna, throw out there before we get these topics going, or the ball is in your court at the moment?
You already know how I give it up. Let's give these people what they came for. Let's not waste no time. Give them what they
None.
came for.
None. I'm with it. Okay. So let's just go ahead and start and get right into it. First off, rest in peace to Mr. George Floyd. Rest in peace to Mrs. Breonna Taylor. There are so many more to name, but rest in peace to them all. And let's just hope that with everything that is going on, that we really start to see some change. We know it's going to be a fight and we got some work to do, but let's hope that everybody does their part in some form or fashion and let's start to see some change. So let's get
Thanks.
into it. What are we going to start with first? Let's start with Mr. Chauvin. Can we get into that first?
Let's get into Playboy Chauvin real quick because it's a real character right here.
I
I
mean,
mean, where do you start? What I mean, where do you start with this dude? Like when this all happened, if I get my dates right, this all happened May 27th. So May 27th, this happens. The world reacts to it. By June 1st, Black America is like, fuck this shit. We rioting.
exactly.
And, to see Black America come together like that is great. There were some good things done. There were some bad things done. We're going to get to that. But Mr. Chauvin. So for those that don't know, that was not him and Floyd's first encounter. They worked together on the same security team for a local bar. And that lady said she never knew of them having any animosity towards each other. She can't ever say if they even spoke to each other. One was inside, one was outside, but she had both of them working for her at the same time until she shut that club
That's
down.
correct.
And a lot of people was like, well, what was the deal? Why did he do what he did? All right, so we're gonna take it from first glance. So it looks like, police brutality, no matter what. I mean, it's police brutality at the end of the day, but then it's looking like, your everyday class act police brutality. You're sitting on this man's neck, you got onlookers standing by, and they're like, yo, get up off him. And I'm speaking from the standpoint of the very first video we see of all of this. So the young lady recording is, begging, pleading, as if this officer is on her. Can you please get off him? As if this officer is on her child. Can you please get off him? He's not doing anything. And so, as time would progress, his partner, Chow, I believe it was the name of the Asian guy, Chow is standing here, and you can see in his face, I want to do something, but I probably shouldn't because when we get back to the precinct, this ain't gonna go over too well
I
for
caught
me,
that.
and I
I
don't want
caught that too. I noticed that.
So, Chow. Timid as can be, you ain't doing the right thing, but you're not doing the wrong thing. But you might as well be doing the wrong thing because you didn't do the right thing to control your partner. When your partner gets out of control like that, that's what multiple units are there for. Like, hey, pull it together. So, shit, I want to say we probably 4 minutes in. You've been on Floyd's neck, literally. At this point, And from that point on, that's where all of the thumbnails for this incident come in. The smug look that comes
Oh,
across Chauvin's
'cause that
face,
pissed me off. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
eyes up, hands in pockets, fuck you, what you gonna do about it?
Yeah, like it's too bold, too bold.
And, you know, at that point, I immediately said, before knowing I'm about to watch a murder and I'm watching a murder unfold in front of me, I'm like, if this guy dies, this is not accidental at
At
all.
all.
Because as people will continue to plead, okay, he's not resisting you. Pick him up, put him in the car. Floyd himself, okay, sir, I'm done. You got it. Please, please stop. And you drove deeper into this guy's neck. So here we are. Let's take it another minute and a half. Floyd ain't moving no more. So another bystander that's been here the whole time. All right, look, he's not moving. He's not resisting. He's probably unconscious. You win. Pick him up, put him in a car, take him off, do your job. And you continue to stand on the light. The more you plead, the more my knee will drive into this man's neck. So, you know, Derek Chauvin initially given third degree murder.
Yeah, hell
Nah,
no, hell no.
nah,
That's
nah.
an insult.
I'm
That's an
like,
insult.
the biggest if I
Yeah,
ever saw it.
that's an insult.
So that's where we are now. So that's Chauvin. That's my take on Chauvin. What did you see in this? And like,
So I was in the midst because I do have my laptop up here, and I'm trying to find that image I sent you that listed some of the other things he did. But since I can't right now, and we're going to keep things flowing regardless, let's just make it known, though, people, if you take your time to do this, do your research, you will come across this as well, that this man is guilty of what, killing, was it two other people? For sure, I know
two
one.
other
I
people,
know it was,
multiple
yeah.
incidents.
He's guilty as fuck. He is definitely a dirty cop and has done his dirt. There's no question about that. So the fact that honestly that he was still even on the force was beyond imaginable to me. And then I was able to come across something that showed like, the outcome of whatever he has done, where it was just like minimal. The minimal things was happening. He wasn't ever demoted.
Yeah, stop on the road.
And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? So, like you said, for that to go from third degree to second degree to murder, a second degree murder, we'll take that, but I'm still insulted. That was
Now you
blatant.
still too light. Yeah, you
Yeah,
still too
that was
light.
blatant first degree murder, period. Like, period. And yes, I am glad, okay, that now all three are in custody. However, let's keep it all the way funky here, everybody. Had it not been for the pressure of the country and the nations around us, because people outside of this country are upset and are standing with us as Black people, would this have been done? And that's what eats at me at night when I'm sitting and thinking, like, if it wasn't the amount of pressure placed upon whoever's in charge to make this happen, would this have happened? Because look at all the things that have happened in the past within the, let's just use 10 years. And they walk. Trayvon, forgive me guys, because I'm upset and I'm in my emotions. But Trayvon, his killer, that guy's name, I can't even think of his name because he's not important, but y'all know who I'm talking about. It upsets me that he's out here writing books and shit. Okay? You know what I mean? So this whole situation, this needs to play out right, because if they think what's going on now is bad. Let him walk. Let him not get, let
Okay.
Okay, we back. We back. Hey, technical difficulties, nothing is perfect. We all good and we back. So I'm not sure what's
Technology,
the,
people.
yes, how about it, right? Now I'm not sure what last part you got to hear from me either. So where were we?
That pressure
Okay, yes.
that we apply.
If that had, that's what bothers me at night, is had that not happened, what if? But thank goodness it did. So I just want to see how this is going to play out, because honestly, for me, and I'm sure for most people, until there is a conviction, there is no satisfaction in this situation. You know, these steps are a start. They are. They're a start. We appreciate that. But until there is a conviction, I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm just not.
Yeah, you know, the way I felt about it, all four officers involved should have been charged with this murder, because say me and you, you know, go break into somebody's house and the homeowner shoot me, but you get out, but the police catch you. Instead of, you know, my death just being a death, nah, they're trying to slam my whole death on you.
Yeah.
Like,
it's your
fault that he got killed. So we body
and
charges that you're going to catch when we amount everything up. So I'm cool with Chow and the other two who I do not have their names of. And if you notice, I'm intentionally not calling them officers.
Yeah, because they're not. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So Chow and the other two, you know, for them to get second degree, because second degree is a murder that happened that was not premeditated.
Right.
I'm cool with y'all three.
Right.
But Sheldon, you need murder one.
Period. Right out the gate.
Murder one, cat murder, manslaughter. Like, nothing should have been anything less than any of those charges. I mean, when you say murder, like third degree murder, which only applies in certain states, it's like, it's not second degree murder where it was an accident. It wasn't premeditated or like, this is what you came to do. It's kind of like one of those gray area situations.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, no, there was no gray area here. This was deliberate.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like you said, the look on his face alone, he put his whole body weight on this man's neck. His face said, I don't care. The people are fussing and yelling, asking him to stop. The man is saying he can't breathe. He did not care. How was that not intentional? Where was he fighting anyone? They showed the tapes from all types of angles. Now, let's throw this out there, too, for those who may not have seen it. They were beating him up in the back of that truck.
Damn straight. And, you know, not a lot of people knew that. And so if you put all the tapes in chronological order, so we see the aftermath.
Right.
And then the next tape to come out would be the surveillance from one of the stores out front. And that tape shows Mr. Floyd cooperating to the fullest. Couldn't cooperate any more than what he was doing. Y'all walk him from the car, sit him on the side of the building. You sit him down, you stand him up, you walk him in front of the vehicle. And at this point, this is where our angle becomes obscured with the cameras. And the next thing we will see is from a slightly different vantage point where all of y'all are on both sides of this squad car beating the shit out of him. Inside the vehicle. He was inside the vehicle. So your job is now complete. He's cuffed. He's in the back seat. Why did he end up out of the vehicle?
Thank you.
On the ground, up under the muffler, to be honest. Like, why is he here? What was the purpose of everything else? And the only statement that I've seen come out is, oh, well, he was inside resisting arrest.
How? And he was cuffed.
How?
How?
I done seen worse. I done seen, you know, other people handcuffed, shackled at the ankles, thrown in the back seat the long way. Fuck you. I got you in the back seat. I don't need to do nothing else. And if we got to pull you out when we get you to the station, I'm going to go get more help to pull you out. Everything in this whole situation makes all four of them look bad. You already have him outnumbered 4-1. Okay, so what? He's like 6 foot, maybe 180, 190, and he beefy with it. It's still four of you. The next problem is you're having an issue with a compliant person. Why are we having an issue? He ain't resisting. He ain't tugging back against you. It don't even look like he's talking back to them. Everything looked to be yes, sir, no, sir. That's what the mannerisms I see. But we have audio.
Which sucks. But thank goodness for those other angles, because that also further helped the story. Now, okay, street cameras became a thing, what, maybe good 10 years ago, roughly? Because, you know, we all started in the hood. Like, we all know about that. We used to watch The Wire. We all know what's up. So it started in the hood. So let's just say this was a good 15 years ago. We might not have known that aspect. This is why I'm so thankful for technology for situations like this, because technology is what opened up the gates to this. You know, what if there weren't camera phones and stuff like that? Like, it's unfortunate that Mr. Floyd had to die, but I'm grateful that the things that were there to capture this situation, because my point is, we would not have known to the extent, and they might have gotten away with this.
Oh, of course. I mean, with Chauvin, you have so many incidents on your rap sheet at this precinct. But the precinct has always backed you. Of course, they're going to protect their own first and do what they can to minimize the situation. Right. But you have to understand right from wrong. That's just like, you know, I tell my son all the time, like, hey, you my son, I'm your daddy. But at the end of the day, I need you to know right from wrong. And if you wrong, I can't defend you if you're wrong. You're going to have to deal with the consequences of what you've done.
That's right. Period. And that's the way it, you know, it should be done. And I highly agree with you on that. As a mother of three sons myself, I completely agree with you on that. You have to teach accountability. And that's the issue here, is that no one wanted to have any accountability. Let me tell you what disgusted me was the fact that I know for a fact, you said his name is Tao. That's one of their names, right?
Yeah, Tao. Yeah, that was the Asian guy that you can see on camera, because the other two did a good job to stay off camera, at least from the people with their phones out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you knew it was wrong, so you tried to stay out of Dodge. But don't worry, that other street camera got you, buddy.
Got you. And the fact that if people don't look at it like this when it comes to Tao, because I know they said this for a fact, he fled. What you leaving for? If you're not guilty, if anything, if your conscience isn't eating at you, like that right there said a lot to me. Like, oh, so he fleeing. Yeah, because you know what time it is. Okay. And with today's day,
you already know
marching out front of Chauvin's house. So they're fine where you live at. It's nothing to find people today. It's nothing. You know.
We had that discussion too. Everybody out here fucking off on the internet thinking it's cool. You safe behind that keyboard? Look, you're not safe, all right? It's all fun and games until somebody show you your address or call you by your government. You. And at that point, you better let the shit stop.
You get real humble real fast. Real fast. Like,
I mean, you know, so Child takes off. Chauvin's now ex-wife. Hey, boy. You done disturbed a goddamn hornet's nest. I'm out. Yeah. Can't stand by your own one. Yo, this lady comes out and says, hey, I divorced him. I don't stand by him on what this is. I got kids. I got family. Can you please spare us? We ain't got nothing to do with this, and we don't approve of it. Now, I thought that was big of her because, you know, they always say husband and wife, you're supposed to stand by your side. Right. Take and stand. No. When it comes to something like that, I think she did the right thing.
I think she absolutely did.
Because those ain't his kids that can be on the other end of this, as it stated she has those children from a previous relationship.
Okay.
So she did the right thing to protect her family. Everything that she has to hold out, because as far as we know, maybe that's all she got.
But like you said, at the end of the day, she still did the right thing. She did. And anybody that would knock her for that, you know, then they clearly aren't in the right of intelligence level. So we'll let them go head on, because what any decent person, I think, would have done what she did. That's just my personal, my personal opinion on it. Like, seriously. So we got to see how this plays out. Every day there are, you know, new things opening up, new facts, whatever. So everybody, you know, is glued to the situation. I know I am. And I'm going to be watching closely. Now, I hope this doesn't get dragged out for, you know, 2 years. It shouldn't. Let's get justice served. I hope for that, too, you know, because stuff gets dragged out.
Well, you know, so as we progress through this, like you said, if it wasn't for the pressure applied, we probably wouldn't have gotten
this far.
They would have let them riot, do whatever. And for anybody that thinks that the peaceful protests destroyed the police station, I want you to go back and look at that video.
Oh, that was my next thing. Let's get into that next.
So this building of this police precinct, a pretty protected police precinct, when you come in, you're not getting into the core of no precinct with these. And when you see this fire raging from an aerial shot, it's raging from the center. So you mean to tell me protesters broke into the precinct, ran y'all out y'all precinct, and set it on fire from the inside out?
Thank you.
Not
Thank
rolling.
You.
Not while y'all calmly vacate the premises in your squad cars and just salvage what you can.
And like you stated out to me in the conversation we had, they left out information. Like it was too organized. You know, like you said, there was no panic. A situation like that would normally, you know, you're in panic. You're trying to move quick. Blah, blah, blah. It's no time for order and organization using situations like that, especially with everything that's going on outside the building. So yeah, y'all trying to cover up and clean up.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just gonna say destroying evidence.
Let's just say it. Yeah, let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm.
y'all destroying evidence, which is a crime.
Hello. Hey.
If it's a crime for me, it's a crime for you too, because you live by the same code of law. So who knows how many other people outside of George Floyd's situation are now wrongly convicted by this precinct, and you know, paperwork and other key artifacts have now been destroyed.
I know. Can you imagine?
That's a military tactic.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
That is a straight military tactic. If they crash a motherfucking helicopter, hey, blow that bitch up. We got to go. Take what you can, blow everything else up. We can't let nothing get recovered.
Exactly.
So I feel for a lot of unjust that was in that precinct. But if we're dealing with them and, you know, so now we're outside. It's probably like day two, day three of these protests / riots. And the other precincts are staging equipment for the rioters to quote unquote use, like, oh, here's a fancy pallet of bricks.
Thank you, just sitting here.
Stacked outside the, just sitting right outside the city council.
Come on.
Oh, well, let me throw one through the window.
Come on.
No. The real ones knew what was up. And for everyone that pointed out all of the crookedness and the corruptness,
yes.
Thank you for
thank
everyone
you.
That pointed and that out. And you know, it's
and,
wild.
And knew and decided not to fall for the trap. Thank you to those two, because they were definitely trying to trap us. All these undercovers out here vandalizing things. I'm sure everyone has seen the videos, at least one or two, because they out there. Oh, yes,
exactly.
I'm with
you. You know, our greatest anarchist is what I'm going to call him. Mr. Gas Mask and the umbrella smashing up the AutoZone.
The classic one that we've...
Yeah. The one that starts it all and starts making people, wait a second. Something don't look right.
Yeah.
So even the guy that is supposed to be, hey, man, what you doing? Guess what, buddy? We found out who you are, too. You also were an undercover. That was all staged.
Thank you.
So for those that don't know, there was, you know, later footage that came out that showed Gas Mask and Umbrella and the guy in the pink shirt with that looked like a damn Little Caesars in his hand, the $5 hot and ready, you know, walking down the street somewhere else, side by side, kicking it. Like, shit, what we finna go do next? I don't know. Where you want to go? I got this pizza and shit. That's what it looks like in this picture.
Unbelievable.
So we don't know who Gas Mask Man is until his girlfriend was like, nah, not with the shit. Splag on the plate. Thank you.
She's like, that's my gloves, my mask. Come on.
Yeah, he's using my shit. That sound. This is his name. He's a cop. I'm going to tell you exactly where he's at. Yeah, you know what? He pulls in for his shift at 7:30. You can catch him at 6:45 at this coffee shop. I appreciate her doing the right thing. Because, you know, like everyone said, if you're not saying nothing, you're just as equally a part of the problem.
No question. No question. You know, and like you said, I'm so glad she blew the whistle. And there's been so many. I saw somebody sent me a video. I think I tagged you in it where they was getting ready to throw some bricks. They had bandanas on their face. And the girl, the black lady, was cussing them the fuck out, told them, get the fuck out of here with that. That was her exact words. We don't need your help. Because they already know what they trying to make it look like we are the ones out here causing all this destruction. But that's part of their plan. They wanted to create destruction. Talking about the opposition. I'm not talking about people who are out here fighting for the cause, that are standing up for the right thing. Those that are mad, those that are pissed off at the fact that we know the truth, we're revealing the truth, we're standing up for what's right, are now trying to create further confusion to make it look like it's stuff that we're doing. And that's disgusting to me. That is so pathetic and low. So pathetic and low.
You know, I think it was Will Smith that said it. If it wasn't him, it was Denzel. Because both of them were pretty active this week with certain things. But the quote that I'm getting at is, none of this is new. It's just now being televised thanks to
big
media.
Facts.
You know, they put these cameras on these phones, and now people can get this out to the world. This ain't new. This been going on. And now they don't know what to do to stop it because, you know, as a black person, the only thing we can do, and it's sad, we got to pull our damn phone out and turn everything into a world star moment just to save yourself.
It's true, though. It is so true. Because otherwise, then what do you have in situations nothing. Like this? What do you have?
We ain't got Cochran no more, so you ain't winning the case.
You know, so who's for us for real? Yeah, you're right. So it's like, what do you have? So all of that, the people that are peacefully protesting, yes, thank you. Thank you for standing up for the cause. For everybody that's playing their part, I personally have not been able to get out and protest. But what I have been doing to play my part, which we're about to roll into this topic next, is these closet races. Oh, I'm on your ass. You bold enough to post this shit on Facebook? You bold enough to post these memes and make these comments? Let me say something really quick before we get deep into this. People need to take a second to use some common sense. Or maybe they just didn't, because they was just that brazen, like you said. They was really thugging behind that keyboard. Because in this day and age, you got screen recording. You have people screenshotting. So you bold enough to say that shit, but you're not smart enough to think that your personal page has where you work at, what state you're in. You didn't listed your whole family, your cousin, your grandmother, your brother. We on your ass. I have spent the last week and a half where people have been forwarding me to me, you know, different screenshots or whatever of people showing their ass. And I've been contacting people's employers, making sure that they got fired, following up to make sure they were fired. I've been contacting schools of these ignorant ass up and coming college students or that's getting ready to be freshmen, making sure them applications was denied. We're not playing with y'all.
Terminated.
We're not playing with y'all. I got time. So that has been my contribution, and it will continue to be so. Because these closet, like we said, we already know, you know, we know they're there. We're not stupid. We know it's, you know, people out here who are racist against us. But the lack of humility, some of the things that I have seen, it make you, if you could, you would just beat their face blue. Because it's like, how dare you? You know?
Exactly. And you know, the sad thing about it is when you get stuck in a confrontation like that, no matter how bad you want to, you can't put your hands on them. So the only thing you can do is record the situation. And hopefully, when you recognize that it's going to become a situation, you get your camera out and catch them. Because a lot of these motherfuckers are straight incriminating
Oh yeah.
themselves. Oh, I'm going to call 911. And I'm going to tell them that you hit me. And I'm going to tell them that you
Oh
do this, this.
yeah,
I'm just going
let's
to make
talk
up
about it.
anything to get your ass
Yes.
arrested. Yeah, you know what? Keep. What else are you going
Yeah.
to do? Oh, you are being recorded, so all of that was caught. So tell me
Like
more.
the one that I sent you with the cop, that one right there was amazing to me. So, okay, people, there's this video where it's a black cop in full uniform getting out of his
Oh, this
car,
guy.
okay? And this woman is fucking with him and saying how she gonna contact the police and shit. He's in full uniform. Do you see how bold and crazy these people are? She didn't give a fuck that he was a police officer because he was black. He was still beneath her. That is, you know, to have that much hatred in your heart, I would love to understand what that is about. Y'all that mad that y'all can't be us? And I'm gonna go ahead and say, and some might not like it. Y'all hate us, but y'all sure the fuck wanna be like us. Yeah, you're getting tan.
Jordan Peele said
You
it best.
I'm
Get
just gonna
out.
say it. And whoever don't like it, hey, you ain't gotta fuck with me. I really don't care. Because then you wasn't fucking with me to begin with, because I'm telling the truth. You wanna be tanned, you got full lips. You want to get ass shots. You want to have black babies. Yeah, I said it. I said it. I went there. But yet y'all can't, you can't stand us though. I don't understand it. It's disgusting to me.
It's the wildest thing ever. I mean, with that lady in particular, like the most famous line is, "You don't look like you belong here." Who the fuck? Who are you? I mean, I myself personally, I pulled up to plenty of places, and you know when you somewhere you ain't supposed to
Right,
be.
right,
Whether you're doing something wrong or you're trying to do everything
right.
right, you know when you're somewhere you're not supposed to be. And I have been approached, the people look at me and you don't know which direction I'm gonna go in, so you try to test the waters with your first comment. Hey, you lost? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just call me black?
Right, okay.
Because that's all I just
Hello, how
heard.
about it?
Like,
Huh.
and why are they upset? Because if you really take it to an economical standpoint, which kind of has nothing to do with any of this, but it has everything to do with all of this. Black people really ain't as in debt as, say, the white population of America,
Oh, yeah, go ahead and speak on it.
where
Yes.
I mean,
Yeah, let's just, I mean,
they know we go getters.
period, by any
Go getters.
means. Okay.
And ain't nobody really trying to race bait nobody, but we facts are facts. A black person is gonna get out there and do whatever they can by any means
And that's the
possible.
truth.
Biggie Starr says, "Spawn, just go out to all the people that called the police on me. And I was just trying to feed
How
my
about it?
daughter."
Speak, okay?
Like, hey, everybody love that track. Can sing it front to back. I don't see white people, black people, Spanish. Everyone
Yep.
understands that. So here we go with why are y'all upset to see us with money? I mean, if we back it up to the last president we had, okay, so we get Barack Obama, our quote unquote first black president. There was a huge paradigm shift and how blacks were
Oh
treated.
yeah.
That whole time he was there, everyone was happy to have a black friend. You wanted to shout out your black friend. And as soon as that time was up and the new man came and this character gets up here, oh shit, we can take that shucking and jiving off because y'all were the ones shucking and jiving
Thank
then.
you. Thank you.
So now y'all think it's cool, like, oh, your president ain't black, bitch. My nine
How
is
about
though,
that?
so
How
keep
about
playing.
that? Because like what you said is so true. It's like, you know, okay, I shared with you and I'm about to share with these people on this podcast. Where I live at, I'm the only Black family on my cul-de-sac. Now, I live in a neighborhood, so of course there's other Black families. Not a whole bunch, but there's some other Black families. But in my cul-de-sac, I am the only Black family. And they look at us, I can tell that they're like, how the fuck are y'all over here? You know, we have all these kids. Hell no. Because then, matter of fact, it's, hey, neighbor, everybody's smiling, everybody's friendly. Now, I have a police officer that lives on my street, and next to the police officer, oddly enough, is a mixed couple. There is it's a Black woman and a white man, and they have children, and then she must have had children before her marriage to him. So I can only, and you know, this police officer, he give you the look, you know, and it makes me feel like I know he's pissed that we able to live on his street, and we've been here for 3 years. And you know how they want to size us up. Oh, they got 4 kids over there. Oh, well, how do they have this type of car? How are they maintained? Because, motherfucker, we work. Exactly. Because we work. Every Black person that lives somewhere nice is not a drug dealer. Okay?
But we can't beat that stigma, yeah, though.
We have to be doing something illegal if we have something nice. Why is that?
You want to hear some hateful shit? And I really don't mind sharing this with the people because, you know, truth is truth. There's self-hate and then there's hate. Self-hate is, you know, that's, you got someone the same race as you and they hate that race or they hate the fact that they're a part of that race. Get Uncle Rocky. Oh. If we want to drop.
Perfect, you know, description.
Get Uncle Rocky. Boondocks, y'all. If you haven't seen it, please go check it out. There's so much truth in that.
Yes.
So I was I was 20. I get my first big time job. I'm not gonna drop the corporation name, but it's a big time corporation. I'm working there. I'm making some real deal money here. So I've always been intelligent and, you know, I was raised on there's a time and a place. So you can look at me and something will say, huh, for some reason you look like you don't belong here, but when you start speaking, there's something different that comes out and I can't quite figure it out. Don't worry, it's not your job to.
Right.
So I'm sitting here, I'm at my desk one day and I want to say my birthday just came up or something, or it's coming up. And to celebrate landing this job, you know, we like to monetarily celebrate when we come up on something as Black folks. It is what it is. You know, everyone celebrates a little different. So me, I'm not the type where I'm finna go buy the bar. I couldn't even buy the bar at the time. I was 20. So that was just wishful dreaming. And so I went and I bought this watch. I buy a watch and it's it wasn't even a $200 watch. It was an Echo watch. I like the style of it. I like the design of it. I thought it fit my persona. So I go to work and there's this guy. He's African or something. He huge accent. And this guy comes up to me and he say, oh, you think you hot shit around here, don't you? I'm took. All right, whoa, where does this come from?
What about?
What did I do? I make my sales. I hit my quotas. Everybody around me like me. What is the problem? So this man, this grown man, this 40, 50-something-year-old man tells a 20-year-old Black man, you ain't doing shit until you rocking one of these. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? You know, and a lot of people like to say that Black people are materialistic. And some of us are. And it's because, you know, we ain't never had shit. So when we finally get shit, you can't tell me shit.
That's true.
That is our mentality. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fucked up. I'm gonna say it. It's kind of fucked up because we're losing sight of the bigger picture.
I agree.
Uh-huh. You know, we're showing whatever we got, whether it's a car, a house, a business that we made it through the struggle. And that was the underlying tone. This is to show I made it through the struggle. And here I have another Black man talking down to a younger Black man instead of putting me on game to tell me how I can be more successful or move into a position like him if I stick at it longer. You're here tearing me down. And, you know, there's a lot of self-hate going on. And I think if we can get out of that and we can get away from the stigmatism and the racism that is white versus Black, because it's not really white versus Black. That shit's taught. It's not programmed. There was another video I saw. I don't know if I sent it to you.
Yes, you did. And I watched that.
With the dog yes, and the son.
Yes. And that was a great depiction of, like you said, that it's taught. It is.
That's it.
I have young children in kindergarten, and when I go and volunteer in their class, and you can see how they interact with each other, that they don't see color. They're not there yet. You know what I mean?
At all.
Versus you go into, I have a middle schooler. And I see the difference when I've gone into his class, because I'm the type of mom that'll pop up on you. Let me see what you're doing. And I see the difference.
Don't give me the flashback.
But like, for real, like I see the difference of, like you said, of, you know, because they're older, they've been taught whatever, by whether it's TV, by their family, whatever. But like you said, you see the difference in the dynamics of the interaction. You know what I mean?
Right.
From younger children to, you got your teenagers and up.
Everybody is a product of their environment. It don't matter what race you are. If you go to a Somalian, you know, a lot of people fear the Somalians because, hey, keep it a buck. They'll kill your ass and not give one
big
fuck.
Facts.
Because that's all they know is war. That's all they know is war. So they all in, man, I got to do whatever it takes to survive. And if you rub me the wrong way, I'm on your ass. Middle Easterners and Indians are the same way. I had a guy that I worked with, and he was like, yeah, man, you know, there was a guy messing with my brother. If we were back in my country, I would have found a rock and hit you across the head. And I tell a lot of people, like, man, be glad you live in America, because America's a double-edged sword, you know, because in other countries, piss the right person off.
Oh, yeah, they gonna deal with you.
That's, you won't have a chance to piss another person off, and you'll be lucky if you did. They don't play that.
They don't.
Shit.
They don't.
So, I mean, it's wild. So to see, you know, generation after generation after generation going through the same shit that our grandfathers and their grandfathers and their grandfathers went through.
Right.
You know, I think we just had like a sidebar conversation. African American people weren't even considered African American until the 1970s.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
until
it.
Until then, we
like,
were
what
fucking
the hell is that? I was born in 82. That sounds crazy to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's I got a knock on wood. I got a little wood right here. If I've experienced racism, it went over my head. But I have not experienced blatant racism, because the type of person I am, I'm going to react. I'm not sure how I would handle that. So I, thank goodness, have not experienced blatant racism.
Yeah,
you know, I
can't say it went away, but I will say it got a little bit better. And my people, please, I'm just saying it got a little bit better, because there was certain shit that these motherfuckers can't do today.
Oh, yeah, that they did back then. Yeah, like, let me tell you, my mom is from Queens, New York, Jamaica, Queens, New York. And she told me when she came to the D.C. area, because I was born in D.C. So she said when she came to D.C. in the 70s, I want to say it was like 73 to be exact. I'm not sure. She said she went to a department store. It was like, you know, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, whatever. She said this white woman spit on her. And it shocked her, because growing up, when my mom grew up, they didn't go through that. She didn't experience racism. So even though my mom was born in the 50s during that era, she didn't experience it where she grew up at. She said it shocked her for a minute. And then she said she damn near tried to kill that woman. Because but some people,
rightfully so,
but some people were already used to that, because like you said, that's how life was. But it, you know, to some people that grew up in the area, they weren't aware of that. They didn't think that they could go to a department store and somebody gonna try to spit on them because you're trying to shop.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to spend money just like you trying to spend money.
You know, like, what the hell? So, I mean, to have my mom tell me that, and my dad has told me some experiences he's had. And, you know, like I said, thank goodness I haven't, and I pray that I don't, because the type of person I am, I go from zero to 100. I'm not quite sure how I would react to that. It won't be well. It won't be peaceful. I can tell you that.
Nah, peace out the window.
Completely out the window.
I mean, because being peaceful, honestly, is how we got to where we are today. Yeah. And, you know, as we were talking, you know, I said, look how George Floyd and his untimely passing united the world.
It did.
Look around the world, y'all.
Pay attention.
The world is rioting for us out
there. Everywhere, all these countries, they are marching. Yes, yes. And that is touching to see. Like you said, that is touching.
That is. That was a warming moment to see that montage. Greece, Italy, Canada. Yeah,
France.
You know, France. Yeah. You name it, they was doing it. They was out there. Germany was out there. They was heavy. And, you know, the difference between what they're doing, because they're peacefully protesting, and where they're from, their police already know it's a fucking 100 to 1. So let us watch what we do out here.
Yeah.
And anytime something happens around here where there's an unjustified murder between a cop and a black person, the first thing the chief, the commissioner, whoever want to plea is, hey, y'all outnumber us. Please allow us to do this and to do that. When, if you check the tapes, Minneapolis alone in the last 10 years is averaging at least 2 racially profiled, high profile murders. Now, most of them are not making the airwaves. But if you go back and look, it was like every year from like 2007 to now, there was at least 2 police brutality murders where a white officer and a black person was involved.
Wow.
And nothing happened at all. And, you know, the very first thing I said when seeing Chauvin with his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck, I'm like, that's a bad technique. I guess we forgot about Eric Garner when this shit initially came out. I'm like, that shit was banned across the board. And I had a Caucasian guy that's around me here. We're okay. He got ready to try to have the discussion after, you know, he caught wind of what was going on a few days after. And he was like, well, you know, I saw the video, and to play devil's advocate. And I'm like,
yeah, just be quiet. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna let you know right now.
Yep.
The best thing that you can do
hush.
Is not say anything at all.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Because we don't need a devil's advocate in this situation.
There is no devil's advocate in this situation. There isn't one. So like you said, just hush. He needed to hush.
You know, because if you look, what was it, the attorney general? Because the mayor went with this shit at all.
Yeah, I know.
The mayor of Minneapolis was like, nah, something has to happen. And if it was in my power, the officers involved would have been arrested already. Right. So I'm calling the attorney general to do something. And dude, get on camera. Well, you know, unfortunately, I don't have enough information to do my job. That video
Thank
ain't
you.
Enough.
Like, what do you
what
mean?
What do you mean the video Thank is not
you.
Enough?
Thank you.
So if my word versus his word wasn't enough, and it was like, well, how many witnesses were there to see it, to testify? And I have more witnesses testifying my side of the story versus the other person's side of the story, and you tell me that's not enough. Okay, so now we're recording this shit, and you're telling me that's Thank not you. Enough? The video footage is admissible in the courtroom? That's how the whole Trayvon situation was trying to get swept under the rug. We're not going to release these phone calls. We're not going to do this. We're not. No, you can't use that. And they get this jury in here. And what a lot of people may not know, if you've never had jury duty before, you are not being given the complete story when while they're asking you to make a moral decision. And does this person walk or do they sit?
Wow.
They will never give you the whole information. They're going to give you, hey, I got Joe Schmo here. He robbed this store. He's looking at 20 years right now, you know, for armed robbery and assault and battery. So I want you to listen to this trial as it go on. And I want you to make a moral, ethical decision on what should happen to this person. So you're out here grabbing 12 random people and now they're upping the numbers.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, because there's been a few more people because, you know, that saying, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried mm-hmm. by six, I believe mm-hmm. it is. So there's 12 people on the jury panel and you're all are randomly selected and you're giving the bare minimum of information.
Wow. Because, see, I didn't know that.
And they want you to come out here.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they send you out here on these high-profile trials, as we've seen, because Zimmerman walked. And Florida was not having it, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people get online and be like, I don't want to hear Florida say shit. And I am from Florida, you know, just to put that out there. I don't want to hear Florida say shit because Zimmerman's still walking. We couldn't touch him. They already knew what the deal was should he get out.
Right.
But we made sure he knew what was up. And Zimmerman got his ass out of Florida and moved to Texas. You don't hear from his ass because he's laying low. But it probably still in witness protection.
Yeah, well, that's probably
so
best.
So to get back... Yeah, that's the only thing mm-hmm. that's best. We got to send you somewhere that's neutral for you because the justice system knew they fucked up in letting this man off. We all heard the tapes with the Trayvon Martin situation. Granted, we didn't know about it until a year after it happened because Orlando was not finna have that shit. Y'all ain't picked this man up. Y'all ain't doing nothing. So now we're getting all the evidence and we're seeing that you are not neighborhood watch. The dispatcher told you when you stated, I'm going to follow him and apprehend him until y'all get here. No, please don't do that. Go back in your home or keep your distance.
And you still want to go out here and do and it resulted in a young child's death because he was still a child.
Exactly.
Unnecessary.
And, you know, I've seen in the wake of this George Floyd situation, I think we've lost at least 3 or 4 more people.
Yes.
And they're not getting the proper yes. airtime because of this.
That's true.
And one of these situations, I believe this took place up in New York somewhere. There is a black cop and probably a Hispanic cop or a white cop. You really can't make out races of that guy. But it's 2 cops on the black guy. Y'all got this dude pinned against the tire and y'all are trying to wrestle him to arrest him. So the immediate aggressing officer partner reaches around and grabs the aggressing officer's gun belt. So that officer grabs his gun, puts it in this man's chest and pulls off 2 rounds. And you stand over this guy's body. Yeah, motherfucker, now what? Mm-hmm. Your ass got to go too, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no need for
none.
That.
None. Unbelievable.
And, you know, David McAtee.
Yes, because we talked about him.
The most recent.
Yes.
And, you know, now his video shows him outside and okay, so he does stick his hand up in the air and these shots go off, But y'all won't tell us if y'all found a gun or not.
Yeah, of course not.
Y'all won't let nobody know that. Because now y'all trying to see how you can plant this gun.
Thank you. And spin the story. Absolutely. Just like they tried to do with George Floyd. All of a sudden, he had drugs in his system.
Oh, fentanyl in the system.
Yeah, all this bullshit. Yeah. You know? Come on.
And child even sits there and says, don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Like, what does drugs have to do with any of this? Either way it goes, y'all have him in custody already. Put him in a wagon and get him out of here. There's no need for y'all to sit on him and beat on him like this. And, you know, the toxicology report comes out from his autopsy. And the family had to go do their own, only to find out, hey, there was no drugs in this guy's system at all.
At all.
He died of asphyxiation.
Period.
Thank you. It's messed up that we had to pull you out to tell us what we already know. But they're trying anything and everything that they can to save their precinct. You can't save face.
Thank you. But to me, that's what's so disgusting. Because like you said, like, it's just blatantly wrong. And then you still try to do this. And I'm just grateful that his family had the resources and opportunity to get another, or I should say a proper autopsy done. Because who's to say they could have tried? They could have tried to do some real shifty shit before they got a chance to. Thank goodness they didn't. Because you cannot trust them. Let's just keep it real, okay? You can't. And I hope that people that saw the difference in, excuse me, the autopsies goes to show that you can't believe everything that the news tells you. First off, let me just throw this out there real quick. Please don't watch or believe anything that's on Fox 5 News. Please.
I second that. Do your research.
Oh, my goodness.
Read.
Oh, please. Like, I refuse to watch that. Refuse.
You want to hear something funny? And I want to see how many people caught on to this. So the day Derek Chauvin was arrested and it was broadcasted, if you were on YouTube, everyone knows that there's the breaking news feed that for some reason shows
all the
up
time. Yes.
At the top of your box somewhere, depending on how you're watching. That day, that hour, and for the rest of that day, that was the only thing there. That one video.
Wow.
And it came from Fox.
I didn't even catch that.
Oh, I jumped in there. And, you know, I'm a comment warrior. Because the comments are everything.
They are. We you live know? For the comments. Let's keep it real.
So I go in there. Videos playing. I don't care. I mean, because, you know, at the time it was, all right, we're just going to charge him with third-degree murder. No, not impressed. So let's see how everyone else feels. And the top baseline of comments are all like, hey, was this the only video in the breaking news section for y'all? And everyone's like, yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. And, you know, we started pointing out, well, it's Fox and it is YouTube and you need to watch your corporations.
Right.
Because they all ain't for you.
Hello.
And, you know, a lot of people, this may offend some folk, and I'm sorry ahead of time, but the point that I'm going to make with this next statement is everything. We look at the Bill Cosby situation.
Okay.
So we're not going to talk high. He was peeling up and filling up. We're going to look at everything that was going on, I guess, while this was going on. So we all know Bill Cosby, his pocket's deep.
Right.
We don't know how deep. But apparently, they were deep enough to buy NBC.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because I know about this part. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this man approached to buy this network before. And he was blocked.
Right.
He come back sometime later. Money done got strong. Money done got long. You really ain't finna stop me now. I can buy all of this. And he goes to buy the network again. And now, well, what do you intend to do with this network? I want to put more African-American shows on here like how it used to be. Because back in the day on Friday, that was
our Thank you. Yep. Sure was.
Not many people would know that. But in the 90s, on Friday, NBC was, that was a pretty much black ran channel. There was countless African-American shows, positive.
Yes, throw that out there. Positive, yes. Let's throw that out there.
And so now, all he's trying to do is recreate that feeling and put some more out there for today's mm-hmm. society. Because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, these parents need to be held accountable for their children. Well, let's take it a step further. These children are trying to do what they see these celebrities
doing. Also.
So if you stop posing and do the right thing, they will do the right thing because clearly you have a following.
Right. That's how people kill me with that statement. I mean, even though, yeah, it is on the responsibility of the parent. But like you said, if you're putting yourself...
Right. Please know what your child is doing.
Right. But if you're putting yourself out there as an artist, actress, whatever, you are assuming a responsibility, whether you like it or not, because like you said, you have a following. Period. So that statement right there kind of disturbs me. You know what I mean? I don't agree when people say I'm not a role model. So then what are you? What are you doing?
Exactly.
You didn't look up to somebody when you were growing up? Like, it sounds as, again, a way to just not take any form of accountability. You know?
That's it. Accountability is everything. And this whole situation we got going on right now, this whole unrest, is accountability.
Period.
Accountability. I mean, we have the peaceful riders. Mm-hmm. You know, back in my city, over the previous weekend here, there was a peaceful protest. So it took place during the day, and it was fine. And I remember sending you this picture of a police car on mm-hmm. fire. And I stopped, and I looked at it, and then I came back. I'm like, yo, this Photoshop like a motherfucker right here. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is out of place. Yeah, that's the city. That's the street. But why you can't make out the police car?
Right.
Everything was mm-hmm. blurred. So, you know, at the end of that night, so the peaceful protest kicks off at like 7, 8 in the morning. I want to say it's over at 3. And this is in Jacksonville, Florida, for those watching. I'm sorry I didn't drop that context ahead of time. So the peaceful protest ends. All right, cool. Great job. Nothing happened. The people united. The police united. Everything was great. So now we have opportunists, is what mm-hmm. I'll call them. Y'all came out after this. And now there's a huge riot breaking out downtown where y'all did destroy a police car. Y'all ain't set it on fire, but y'all destroyed a police right. car. Y'all fucked some shit up or whatever. And now the city goes into immediate lockdown. Like, hey, fuck that. 8 o'clock, hey, ass in the house. I am not home. And I get the text message, the phone call. The only thing I did not get was the Amber Alert. The Amber Alert stating, hey, 8 o'clock, hey, ass in the house. Right. I'm like, see you at 6 a.m. So when you look around all of these other cities where everyone is trying to be peaceful and come together as a nation for this situation, there are opportunists everywhere. When a lot of these rioters got arrested in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. the police commissioner said, these motherfuckers are not even from here.
I heard about that too, yeah.
So who is sending these people
Thank
here?
Because I heard about that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Every last one of them, not from here. No one knows who they are. So, you know, now we take it back to the media, and they're out here like, hey, black people going crazy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But in actuality, if you look in any scene, you may see 1 out of 20 black people. One black person out of 20. Smashing up a store, setting some shit on fire. So now there are more black people showing solidarity with the allies, as they're being called, and they're putting themselves on the front line to protect these businesses. Like, no, you will not do this shit. Like, when you do this as a white person, you're making a black person
look bad. Yeah, because they automatically blaming us. Yep. Yeah.
Has anyone seen the video? Black lady, white lady, peaceful protesting, I think, in Washington, D.C., when they kicked it off. And they're sitting on the ground. Police officer rushes in, pushes the white lady out the way, pushes the black lady to the ground, arrests the black lady, tells the white lady, get out of
here. Wow, no, I didn't see that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that happened in a couple places. I want to say it happened in Chicago as well. But these two women are doing the exact same thing, sitting together, damn near arm in arm. They're so close to each other.
And they tell her, get out of here.
Unifying for a cause. Tell her to get out of here.
And arrest the black woman.
And immediately arrest the black lady. So there was a video in L.A. here recently this week. I want to say it was either Thursday or Wednesday. And there are what look to be Hispanic people and a black lady. They're trying to protect the liquor store. I believe the liquor store belongs to the Hispanic people. The black lady is friends of the store owners. So it's the store owner and friend trying to wave down a drove of police cars to come and aid them. The news reporter is there as well. The news reporter is also trying to wave down these officers. This is like live footage that is happening. Police officers drive by, bend the corner, pull up in the parking lot on the next block, run across the street. So they're running across the intersection back to these people who are maybe 2 to 3 buildings in from the corner. So what is going on is the news reporter, the black lady, the Hispanic people, they're trying to wave down these cops because they have apprehended some looters and are trying to have them properly arrested. Cops run in, run past everyone, grab the black lady, slam her against the wall. News reporter, Hispanic people, hey, no, the looters are over there. They're in that car. It's those guys over there in the gray sedan. Get them. She's with us. She's okay. Cop, I don't want to hear none of that shit. Where are the looters?
Wow.
Let her go. Go. I don't want to hear about her. Where are the people that you called us here for? They're over there. She's over. Once again, don't tell me about this. So I'm like, yo. Y'all run in and automatically arrest the black person? Are we that much of a threat?
And I'm so glad you said that. I mean, that. We are, right, but I'm so glad that you were telling this story because see that right there, everybody that's listening? This is America.
This Period. Is America.
Period. And what are you going to do to change it? What is your part? Because we all have to do something. Something. Just something. Don't sit back.
I love the unity that I am seeing of the different races coming together to justify for one.
Yes.
Keep that shit up.
I agree.
And, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, we didn't touch on, I mean, it's so deep. It's so much here and we're trying to pack it.
We might have to do a part 2. A lot of people
wanted to kill. We might. I'm going to try to get this one off real quick. So, everybody wanted to kill Lil Wayne.
Oh, I know.
They wanted to kill
Tennessee.
And my question was why. So his statement that gets him in trouble is if you're not riding for them after the cause because you put on a shirt you put up a post or you made a comment, what are you really doing for these people? You're not putting no money in their hands to try to help them through the situation. You're not putting nothing on like medical bills, funerals. And before I take another step, even if you hate him, please thank him. Floyd Mayweather backed the whole George Floyd
funeral,
cost and all. He took of that. And, you know, like I say, love him or hate him, at least he's looking out.
Yeah, but you got to respect that, because the people that hate him is for what? I mean, you know, I don't even understand what you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, hate him for what? Because some things he's doing, his personal choices?
But that same personal choice to come forward and his power, his position, his platform, his financial stance.
He got money.
And say, I got this. They ain't got to worry about nothing. I got this.
Thank you.
That was powerful. And that goes to what Lil Wayne was stating. And it would come after what Lil Wayne said, and y'all wanted to kill him for it. Because he stated, I am not getting involved because I know after the moment, there is nothing else I am going to do for the victim or the victim's family. So instead of acting like I care, even though I do, but I'm not doing anything that benefits them in the long run, I'm staying in my lane.
But you know what? I'm glad he did that. I'd rather somebody let me know where they stand than bullshit with me.
He said the same thing with the Eric Gardner situation.
But you know, a lot of people don't like Lil Wayne.
It wasn't Eric Gardner. It was the one after that. Right. Hate the celebrity, but as the person, I mean, as a person giving their honest, you know, input on a situation, stating, I know what energy I'm carrying, and I know what energy I would keep up, and I know I wouldn't keep the same energy that y'all would see me on TV for, I'm not doing it. I'm not touching it, because I'm not here for the likes, the clicks, the views, the buys.
Because that's what a lot of these entertainers are. And, you know, I respect what he said, and I'd rather that. I'd rather you be real. Same. Because, you know, we had that conversation too. Some people, I was not impressed. I wish they just didn't say anything. I just wish they wouldn't have said a word. Don't even address it. Just leave it alone.
Like, how dare you come out their mouth and
just
say,
don't say nothing.
You're not going to do anything. Like, that's not my situation. I don't know him. I never knew him. I only knew what happened to him. I'm sorry that happened to him. But what can I do? I mean, he sat there and it was like, what can I honestly do? What do you want me to do? I can empty my bank account, but what does that do for you? So, you know, even a few other people, I think Ray J pulled up somewhere in LA.
That.
He got out.
I saw that.
He got out the Rolls Royce and, you know, he walked with the people.
You funny. He had to mention that part.
He got out the road. Hey, get out the car. Get out the car. He got out. You want me out of the car? I'm out here. Ray J's a wild dude.
Yeah, he is. He is.
So he does that. J. Cole goes back to Fayetteville. And, you know, if anybody knows the Messiah, Simba, whatever you call him, you know, he's truly passionate about
that. Yeah, J. Cole's a real one.
He is black and he is white, so he sees this shit on both ends. And he doesn't go out there as J. Cole. He goes out there as Jermaine himself, a person that feels like this shit could have happened to me or somebody close to me. I want to stop it. And, you know, as he was out in North Carolina doing his thing, he asked the people, like, hey, I'm here for y'all. Please, no videos, no pictures, because this is not what I want things to transpire. It's because, you know, everything is seen with a different filter through different eyes.
Right.
So you have those, and then you have whatever this dude's name is, Victor, whatever, some curator of Off-White, I believe is a brand for Louis Vuitton or
Okay,
something.
I'm not familiar. You have to put me on game.
I don't really know nothing about this guy or that brand itself, but I do know that the internet tore his ass up
Okay.
for a tweet that he put out. He puts up this tweet, said, "I donated $50, match my donation." And what nobody really knew is someone started this, I hate to say it, but this is the only thing it's going to be referred to as, challenge. And it was an ongoing thing, kind of like that damn ice bucket, whatever the fuck everybody was doing. I'll do it, and I'm gonna nominate someone else to
Right.
do it after me. So this guy goes up, he donates his $50, and he's like, "Hey, match me," as an encouragement
Okay.
statement. Well, Black Internet got on that ass. As much money
You
as
talking
you
about some
got, and you talking
$50?
about $50. So he came back and, without statement, without trying to defend himself, put up 250K and was like, "I could have easily did this and said match that." But we all
That
know
most of y'all cannot.
you can't. So he tried to do something everyone could do. Everybody got $50 somewhere,
And that's a more
somehow.
realistic number, like you said, for the average person. You know, the average person doesn't have a quarter
Exactly.
million laying around.
Yeah, but shit, let me go clean out Junior's college fund for the moment. I knew he had a full ride, but this is a little bit bigger than you right now. Ah, here, I got
Right.
you. Who fucking
Right.
with me? So, he does that and he gets killed, and eventually he comes back and he states, what the whole thing
Right.
was, and no one knew the background, but he shouldn't have had
That's
to do
true.
that. That's how I felt.
That's true.
And I put these two scenarios together where you have a person, Lil Wayne, stating, "I'm not going to do
Right.
anything," and you have another person of equal wealth or more stating, "Hey, I put up $50. Who else can do that?" And you kill both of them.
Right, so you
One
can't
person
win.
completely states,
Right.
yeah, one person clearly stated, "I'm not doing anything because I know I won't do anything past that one
Right.
gesture." Another person comes out, gives in to the cause, and y'all kill him for his
Right.
contribution. Now, that's like being at church, and we all done seen it. That collection plate come around the first time you put in your tithe, your offering, whatever you can. Because I may have $100, but I know I got $2 million back at the house. So this hundred ain't gonna hurt
Right.
me. But glam, you got $100, and this $100 is all you got for
Right.
the rest of the month.
Right.
This $100 is gonna
Right.
hurt you. So through your faith and your sacrifice, you give up your 100. And it's kind of like, who contributed the most? We both put in the same, but who
The
really did the
most. I love
most?
it. I love how you put that. And I'm glad you used those two situations because that can roll right into our closing here of cancel culture. This is a prime example of cancel culture. Like I said, they was ready to cancel Lil Wayne and they was ready to cancel, dude. I forgot you just said his name.
Oh, they're trying to cancel my baby. Yeah, they're finna cancel
Oh
Doja.
yeah, I know. I'm sorry, but
I'm
Doja,
not gonna even get in on
and we
it.
don't have to
Right
get
is
to any
right, wrong is
thumbs, and we
wrong.
don't have to get, and look, I'm not knocking you for liking her artwork because we don't, hey, everybody has their personal stance, but like you said, she knows she was out of pocket. So she kind of canceled herself for
Yeah,
real. Like she really did. She really did.
exactly. And for those that don't know, that was not her first impression as a celebrity. She's a bigger celebrity now than what she was 5 years ago. And honestly, I know shit about her until maybe a year and a half ago, when the rest of the world found out with this bitch on Macau track
Right, that
that,
you was telling me about. Yeah.
So what a lot of people also do not know, Doja is also black and white. And the way I saw that situation, just to be in and be out, I looked at it as maybe she's infiltrating the enemy as a spy to see what information she can gather and probably put a spin on it. So, like, why do you hate Black people? I mean, because everyone says it was a Klansman, hangout area that she was on some cyber chat with. And we all know what she said, and if we don't, she said some pretty derogative things. There was a lot of self-hate. There was a lot of emotional distress. I am not trying to cape for her because, like I said, right is right, wrong is wrong. And she would come back and state, because a lot of people's like, oh, she tried to put up a half-ass apology. But if you pay attention, the first 5 minutes of her just playing, hey guys, look guys, and so on, were all of the pre-recorded messages that she could have put up and didn't, and just decided to say, fuck this publicity, fuck the PR and what's right, I'ma just speak to what's real. But y'all still finna get ass
Exactly,
up out of
exactly. And
here. So
and that's what we was talking about, cancel culture. Like you say, I'm gonna keep it short too, because we definitely been going in. We definitely have to do a part two, everybody. So stay tuned, because the dynamic here is super lit. We definitely gonna have to do a part two. But just
definitely.
real quick, the cancel culture, it's real. Are some people overly sensitive? I would say yes, but then again, I would say no, because I've canceled people, but that was my personal choice. You get what I'm saying? Like, that was my personal choice. But the point is, you're crucified. What's the old saying? Wrong if I do, or you know what I'm trying to say. What's that old saying?
Oh, damn
Yes,
if I do, damn
that.
if I
Thank you.
don't.
That.
Catch 22.
It's just, like, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
I've even done things in
So
life where somebody else will tell me, well, I wouldn't have did that. But I'm like, well, in that situation that I was in at the time, you don't know what the fuck you would have done. So you shut up and mind your business. So you what can you do?
for
I'm just keeping it 1,000,
real.
because that has li I have literally been in a few situations in life where I've had to deal with that, and I've had to tell a person straight up, shut the hell up, because until you walked in these shoes, you don't know what you would have done.
Exactly. Everybody can tell you how to do it, but most ain't never done it.
Exactly. So,
So, with our most recent, to cancel or not to cancel, we got Drew Brees out here. And right before we got on and, got this popping, Whoopi Goldberg at some point made a comment to him. And, she did it in the Whoopi Goldberg way. She ain't tear him
okay.
down, she ain't build him up. But she did state, like, all right, the analogy you use, your father, your grandfather fought in World War I, World War II. Well, guess what? My father and my grandfather also fought in World War I and World War II. And
Right.
the outcome was the same as what you stated. Because I believe what was stated is, Drew Brees feels his family did this and his family was not allowed to vote. They had that right still revoked from them as they were immigrants fighting for a country in which they called home.
Okay.
Were Black people drafted, because we damn sure ain't, hell yeah, sign me up, sir. No.
Exactly.
Pulled out our house. This is what you got to do. We ain't get those rights either. So what you really saying?
Exactly. Exactly. What are you really saying? You're right.
So
And but I love Whoopi, because Whoopi will politely get you together real quick.
yeah.
I love Whoopi.
And she ended it with love.
Yeah.
I still think that you're an outstanding quarterback.
Yeah, I rocks with Whoopi heavy. I rocks with Whoopi,
So,
man.
like you say, with the whole council thing, so the running slogan of this movement is, if you say nothing, then you are a part of the problem too. So for all of these celebrities and their platforms trying to save face with their
Oh
brands,
yeah, I don't agree with that at all. Adonis.
How do y'all feel about that as a people?
Yeah.
You know, this is me asking the people.
I want to know too, yes.
How do y'all feel about your favorite artist?
Yes.
Whether they're an actor, actress, musician, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want
to
know too.
To this,
I love it.
How do you look at them?
I love it. I love it.
You know, we off Papa John ass and your little Camaro when you made your little statement.
Right. So how do y'all feel? Yeah, how do y'all feel about that? And what do you think of that? Because they are the ones that have the bigger platforms, that have the resources to do some things. And those that are sitting back, I am with you on that. How do you feel about it? I know I can say I'm not rocking with it. I don't respect it. And I would love to hear from y'all, whether y'all DM me, because I am going to be putting the link on my Instagram. I'm sure you'll probably share it too. I'm going to share it with people. And yeah, let us know.
Most definitely.
Let us
know. Yeah, talk freely.
Yeah.
You know, anybody I ever meet, whether I know you or I don't, the first thing I'll tell you, I respect you more when you speak from the hip.
Love it.
Because when you're not worrying about how someone is going to perceive you and receive you, that's the problem with America now.
Mm-hmm.
We're more concerned about what the next person thinks of us, and we're too afraid to be ourselves.
Big facts. Big facts. And that is
let's get
the
past
big problem.
That.
Yes, let's do that. And now is the time to do that too, because that's the problem too. You know?
Time.
Yeah, I'm with you. So man, we definitely got to do a part two. I know you with it. So we're going to get together. Yeah, we're going to definitely get together and do something else, do a part two. Thank you so much for taking time and dropping some knowledge and having this conversation with me and, you know, being a part of Glamour Time today.
Pleasure.
Yes. Yes. And like I said, he'll be back. We'll be back. We definitely going to be doing this. All right. So y'all make sure check us out, support it. I know it's long, but it's some real jewels in here. So I hope everybody takes
it's
the time.
It.
Yeah,
it's
worth
it.
And, you know, and take the time to learn something from it. And like he said, holler back at us. Drop some feedback.
Yeah, speak on it.
You know?
Speak on it. Good, bad, ugly.
Yeah.
Like, just speak.
I want to hear what you have to say.
You ain't going
to
hurt my feelings.
Mine neither. Mine neither. And I want to hear what you have to say.
Exactly. So do that, y'all. It's been a pleasure. Glam, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than
and
welcome.
And people, we will talk to y'all.
Man, this world crack. Yeah, they trying to.